Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we met David, a young shepherd boy who loved God with all his heart. God chose him to be Israel's next king, even though no one expected it. Today, we'll hear how David's faith and courage helped him face a giant. This story reminds us that when we trust God, we don't have to be the biggest or strongest, because God is with us. Let's begin! The Israelites were at war again, this time with the Philistines. Their armies camped on two hills with a wide valley between them. Every morning, a giant named Goliath stepped out from the Philistine side. He was so tall, over 9 feet, and wore heavy armor that gleamed in the sunlight. His spear was enormous, as thick as a tree trunk. Goliath challenged the Israelites to send one man to fight him. He said that if the Israelite won, the Philistines would become their servants, but if he won, the Israelites would serve the Philistines instead. Day after day, he shouted this challenge, and no one dared to step forward. Even King Saul and his soldiers were afraid. Meanwhile, in Bethlehem, David was still watching his father's sheep. One day, his father Jesse asked him to take food to his brothers who were serving in Saul's army and to check how they were doing. David quickly set out on the journey and reached the battlefield just as the armies were forming their lines. He greeted his brothers, and then heard Goliath's loud, frightening voice. When David saw that everyone was terrified, he asked why no one was willing to fight the giant. Some of the soldiers told him what the king had promised to anyone who could defeat Goliath. But others laughed, saying David was too young to understand. Even his oldest brother told him to go home and mind the sheep. But David explained that he had already faced danger before. He told them about the times when lions and bears had come to attack the flock, and how God had helped him protect the sheep. He said he believed that the same God would help him face the giant too. When King Saul heard about David's courage, he sent for him. Saul looked at the small shepherd boy and told him that Goliath had been a warrior since youth, while David was only a boy. But David assured him that the Lord who had rescued him from wild animals would also rescue him from the Philistine. Saul finally agreed to let him go and even offered his own armor. But when David tried it on, it was far too big and heavy. He could hardly move. So he took it off and decided to go just as he was. David went down to a stream, chose 5 smooth stones, and placed them carefully into his pouch. With his shepherd's sling in hand, he stepped forward to meet Goliath. When Goliath saw David coming, he laughed and mocked him, saying it was ridiculous for a boy with a stick to face a mighty warrior. But David told him that while the giant came with sword and spear, he came in the name of the Lord Almighty, and that everyone would soon see that victory belonged to God. David then ran toward the giant, swung his sling, and sent 1 stone flying through the air. The stone struck Goliath right on the forehead, and the giant fell face down on the ground. The Philistines were shocked, and the Israelites shouted for joy. They chased the enemy away, and Israel won the victory that day. Everyone saw that the victory did not come from size, weapons, or strength, but from trusting in God. What an incredible story! David wasn't the biggest or strongest, but he trusted God completely. Let's think about this together. Have you ever faced something that felt too big or scary for you? What can you do when you feel afraid? David remembered how God had helped him before, and that gave him courage to trust again. Remember, God is always bigger than our fears. He can use even small and ordinary people to do great things when they trust Him. Thank you for joining me today to hear how David faced the giant Goliath with courage and faith. Next time, we'll see what happens when King Saul becomes jealous of David. How will David respond when someone tries to harm him? You'll find out in our next episode. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.